believe that you can heal yourself? Too often, we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And, you know, just got a question for you all. What would it look like to fully lead your own life? Just sit with that for just a moment. What would you change? What would you not change? How would it be different? Well, welcome to our show today, and we're going to explore healing in ways you never thought possible. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And for someone like myself who spent the last four decades walking beside people through healing and transformation, uncertainty, and profound life changes. So today we're going to be talking in our Sovereign Self Mastery series about self-leadership. And, you know, let's talk about self-leadership a little bit. It's not leadership over people. Leadership, it's the leadership over your own energy, your choices, your thoughts, your emotions, your reactions, and ultimately your life. So it's taking leadership of who you are, your essence, your frequency, your energy. And this is so because no one else is meant to lead your soul but you. So, you know, we're going to kind of wrap it up in a little box for you and kind of talk about things that we've talked about a little bit in our past and then the previous episodes leading up to today's. So I'm just going to invite you to think about these things throughout the episode today. What areas of my life am I still waiting for someone else to fix? Possibly, where am I asking for permission instead of trusting myself? And where have I confused certainty with readiness? I think this is a real important one. Where am I abandoning myself to keep others comfortable? And lastly, what version of me is asking to take the lead today? So, what self-leadership really means is this. Most people think that leadership is external. You know, it's your titles, it's your power, it's your influence, managing others. Because when we look at leadership, we look at the hierarchy in corporate America or, you know, the upper administration. It's influencing, managing others. But true leadership begins internally. And self-leadership is your ability to consistently choose yourself. And that may be a real big concept to swallow. Because a lot of people don't even know who they are. They avoid themselves at all costs because I don't know if they're just not aware that it comes from within, or they're afraid to go there, what they're going to find. There's a dance that goes around that. And this is where we look for the shiny baubles outside of ourselves and distract ourselves from ourselves. What self-leadership really means is this. It's leading your nervous system. And we've had, you know, a lot of dialogues about a dysregulated nervous system. It's like you're constantly being triggered in a stress state mode, and your nervous system seems to have taken on a life of its own, and it has burned itself out possibly. It also means leading your emotions. It's about you have to feel your emotions in order to, lead your emotions. If you're not feeling your emotions at all, there's nothing to lead. Leading your thoughts. What do you say to yourself in the quiet of your mind? I know some of us aren't too nice to ourselves, and our self-talk could really be addressed and even altered and changed to something more positive. And what it means to have self-leadership is you're leading your energy. That means that essence of who you are internally is radiating from the internal to the external. You're leading by that. It's like almost words don't have to be said. It's your presence that is what is leading by maybe your actions and, your actions, how you treat others and how you treat yourself. And it also means leading your choices. And this all happens before attempting to lead anything outside of ourselves. So it really is about us learning how to build upon that relationship that we're establishing with ourselves and really diving into ourselves. And I'm going to say, perfecting who we are so it radiates out that essence is there, what humanity witnesses. Many of you have probably walked into a room and people, you don't have to say anything and people know who you are. Okay. Even in a room full of strangers, your presence speaks volumes as to who you are as an energetic being. So, self-leadership is not perfection, it's presence. It's choosing alignment over automatic programming. And we've talked a lot about this concept on my shows in the past. It's about having the awareness that there are choices, and yes, you could resort to automatic programming or react, what I call react mode, versus choosing observation, alignment, and reflection, and having more choices available to you because of that. We've all had the experiences where we're in react mode and it's just automatic, and sometimes it's not the best of who we are. Whereas when you come across a situation, instead of going on automatic, just invite yourself to pull back and just say, and ponder that and just, reflect on it. It's like, how would be a better way to respond to what is going on? And sometimes to do this, you have to have that awareness to be able to do that. Without the awareness, it's just not going to happen. Self-leadership is remembering that I am responsible for the energy I bring into every moment. So just sit with that for just a moment. I am responsible for the energy I bring into every moment. And just feel what that feels like, because it's a declaration and intention, because this is true. It's your responsibility to show up energetically, bringing your energy into the moment. You show up, and if you do it haphazardly and you're, for example, you're in react mode and you're angry, that's the energy you're bringing into the situation. Maybe you're angry about something, but you have the awareness that you're angry and you choose to respond differently. So it's about responding versus reacting. So let's do a little activation here. So just close your eyes if you're able to, and notice your breathing. And now silently ask yourself, who has been leading my life recently? Is it fear? Perhaps habit? Maybe other people's opinions? Maybe old wounds? Or my higher self? Don't judge the answer, just simply observe. Awareness is leadership. And if today's conversation is awakening something inside of you, this is exactly the kind of work we explore together during my one-on-one sessions and bridge sessions. These experiences help you identify where your energy has been unconsciously leading your life and gently guides you back into alignment with your authentic self. So just I invite you to go to my website to learn more about my sessions. You could go to drdoloresfazzino.com. So talk about self-leadership, and we also need to address why we give away our leadership, or if you want to say power, because your essence and your frequency, that self-leadership, is your power. So, you have to realize that no one wakes up one day and decides to abandon themselves. It happens gradually over time, over your lifetime. Perhaps you were rewarded for pleasing people. Perhaps you learned your intuition wasn't safe. Maybe criticism caused you to doubt yourself, and maybe even trauma taught you survival instead of trust. So eventually you began asking, what do they think? Instead of, what do I know? Self-leadership is reversing decades of conditioning, and it isn't becoming someone new. Okay. I think many of us want to abandon ourselves and create something different. It's remembering who has been inside you all along and maybe got lost in the sauce. So, where did I first learn not to trust myself? Just ask yourself that. And who benefits when I doubt myself? And what stories am I still carrying that no longer belong to me? So I'm going to leave you with this little process as we go on our first break of our show. So just imagine every opinion you've collected throughout your lifetime floating around you. Parents, teachers, society, friends, partners, and anybody else you could name. And now imagine gently handing each one back. I return what isn't mine. And just notice how much lighter your own wisdom feels. So we're going to go on our first break, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about self-leadership, living sovereign self-mastery daily. And stay tuned, and when we come back, we're going to share some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we've been talking about self-leadership, and we've been doing a multi-series series, if you want to call it that, on sovereign self-mastery. And so, you know, and this is so important right now in our time and place in humanity's evolution, because it's really about shifting from the external to the internal and really focusing on our power, because our power is within us and our leadership is within us. It's not outside of us. And I know for some people that may be a new concept to wrap their mind around, yet I think more and more people are opening up to this. So before we went on break, we talked about what self-leadership really means and what it's not. It means, you know, leading your nervous system, your emotions, your thoughts, energy, and choices before attempting to lead anything outside of yourself. And we also talked about why we give away our leadership, or if you want to call it, why we give away our power, because we do. And there's a whole plethora of things that probably could have happened in earlier in your lifetime, or even carry over from previous lifetimes, ancestral patterns, dimensional stuff as well. So, but some of the things that are really that really stood out for me are the whole things about how we are so worried about pleasing others and not trusting our intuition, and to doubt yourself, and always worrying about what do others think versus what do I know. So that's where self-leadership really comes into play. It's about, instead of what do they think, it's what do I know, and really stepping into your power in regards to that. So leadership happens one decision at a time. I really crack up when people start their, awakening journey and they think they do one thing and it's like a one and done. And yeah, not so much. It's not a one and done. It's not a destination. It's a process. We're constantly evolving and learning over our lifetime. Many people believe self-leadership arrives after confidence. It doesn't. You're building confidence as you're learning how to become a self-leader. Confidence follows leadership. Every aligned decision strengthens your trust. And every moment you choose yourself, your nervous system learns, I can trust myself. I could trust me. Leadership grows through consistency. It's like a skill set. The more you do it, the more it becomes just part of who you are. There are no giant leaps, just tiny, courageous decisions, baby steps. Some examples may be this: choosing rest. And all of these, I'm going to tell you, are without feeling guilty or critical or, shameful that you're doing any of these. It's like choosing rest, speaking your truth, setting boundaries, keeping promises to yourself, not to others as much, but to ourselves, because we have a tendency to take better care of other people than taking care of ourselves. So commit to yourself. Keep your promises to yourself. Another example may be leaving what no longer fits. And that could be scary as hell because you're feeling like you are in uncharted water and you just start to slide down that fear rabbit hole. And, I have this philosophy that when things no longer fit, they're not an energetic alignment for who you are. You've become something more and bigger. And maybe where you were was keeping you small. So I feel like you're getting an upgrade. So I invite you to take that on as your own truth as well, if that feels aligned. It's about following inspirations. Going where you feel like you're being led to do something bigger. Trusting your intuition before the evidence actually appears. That's a big one because some of us are like, I love the show me state. What is it? Missouri? You have to show me that it exists. And it's life is not black and white. It's shades of gray. Sometimes we have to take that blind leap of faith and trust your intuition and just know that the right thing is going to appear. And it usually does. And it sometimes is way better than you could have ever imagined. This is sovereign self-mastery in action. So let's unpack this a little bit and just do a little exercise. Just think about one decision you've been avoiding, not 10, just one. Got it? Great. Now ask yourself, if fear wasn't making this decision, what would love choose? Don't force an answer. Just allow your body to respond first. When you choose love, or you talk about what love would choose, your body's going to respond because everything shows up in our bodies before it pops out of our body into our head. So that's why it's so important to be in the present moment right here, right now. So, this kind of brings me to a little infomercial here. You know, we talk about being in the present moment and in our bodies. For those people who have a challenge with that, I have a free guided meditation on my website that's a pop-up. And when you sign up on that pop-up, you will get a subscription to my newsletter and this free guided meditation that's called Being in the Present Moment, where I take you through a guided process that allows you to experience what it's like to be fully present in your body. So, and it's a short 5-minute guided meditation, and I've gotten very good feedback on that. And it's a great place to start if you're having challenges with really being fully present in your body. So go to drdoloresfazzino.com and look for the pop-up and just sign up, and you'll get that guided meditation in your mailbox. So how, you know, do we just live our self-leadership daily? It's not an event that you go to. It's like a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle enhancement, I'm going to call it. Daily leadership may sound like this. I trust myself. I honor my body. I listen before reacting. I don't need external permission. I can change my mind. I choose peace. I choose truth. I choose alignment. The greatest leaders in history first learned how to lead themselves. So must we. And I feel that that is the key that's going to unlock the lock of the prison door that we've probably been confining ourselves in. We have the key. And this is so important right now, I think, in how things are kind of moving through humanity. And it's not just a country to country, it's universally. The world doesn't need more followers. The world needs people willing to embody their own truth. And that is sovereignty. So I just want you to know, just place both your hands over your heart. And just breathe in and repeat slowly to yourself, I trust myself. I honor myself. I choose myself. I lead myself. I remember who I am. And just notice what shifts. So we're getting ready to go to our next break on the show. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about sovereign self-mastery in our series, and today it's self-leadership. So when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit and then go into a beautiful guided meditation and activation that I put together for you. So see you very soon. Take care.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And we've been talking today about self-leadership, living sovereign self-mastery daily. And this is really about stepping into your power and embracing all the greatness that you are, and knowing that when we start with ourselves, we work on ourselves and what and who we are, we're remembering who we are, and that remembrance of who we are with all the without all the distractions and muck that we have to that seems to accumulate over our lifetimes on our energy field is being washed away. So we really get to shine our light and our frequency and our essence. So this is how we become leaders. It's working on ourselves, really owning who we are, trusting ourselves, because we are a sovereign being. This is who we are. Now, you know, I'm going to share this. I had this interesting dream the other night. You know, those dreams that you it's so deep and profound when you wake up, you know, it was more than you could imagine. There was loaded with a lot of symbology, but the essence is that I was back in college and I was sharing a dorm room with three people. And one of the people in particular started bringing in all her stuff. Every time I turned around, there was more and more of her stuff, to the extent that she was starting to set up like her own little office, online office within our room. And then myself and the other roommate were like, well, this is crazy. It's just like, you know, this is unfair. And we really need to ask her to leave. We could leave, or we could ask her to leave. It'll probably be easier to have her leave. And so I decided that I needed to say something. And so I said something to the other roommate. And it was really funny because that roommate had the same frequency and essence of NX that I had in the past many decades ago. And he was kind of selfish and kind of, you know, and of course, the old Dolores was just trying to be the peacemaker and allowing things to happen. And I said to him, I said, you need to leave because this is not appropriate. You're taking over the room and there's three of us here, not just you. And he said, well, if you don't like it, you could leave. I said, no, you could leave. And so what had happened after that, every time that I would leave and come back to the room, less and less of those persons that, you know, belongings were there, till finally there was none left at all. And then when I was chatting with him, he said, "You've changed." And I said, "Yeah, I no longer let anybody else's peace or outrank the peace that I deserve for myself." So that was a huge epiphany for me. And for me, it was just like, okay, so boundaries, I've really learned a lot about boundaries. And through my work over my lifetime, it hasn't been a one and done. It's been a continuous evolution. So the point that I'm making here is that pay attention to what happens in your dream and your dream life, but also know that you're constantly, you're a work in progress. You're constantly changing and evolving. And sometimes patterns, you know, you've had for decades are now being resolved. So it's never too late. Okay. And it's not a one and done, it's a process. I think that's the thing that I want to really drive home here. So let's get ready to go into our guided meditation and activation, which is called Becoming the Leader Your Soul Has Always Known. You're just remembering who you are. So I invite you to allow yourself to become comfortable, either sitting or lying down, and just let your body settle into the support beneath you. And for these next few moments, there is nothing you need to do. Nothing to fix, nothing to become. Just simply arrive. And take a slow, deep breath in through your nose. Hold gently. And exhale through your mouth with a long sigh. Again, breathing in peace and breathing out expectation. One more breath, breathing in your life force and breathing out anything you've been carrying that no longer belongs to you. And just allow your breath to find its own natural rhythm. And become aware of your heart beating, your lungs breathing, your body quietly supporting you. Without effort, body already knows how to lead itself. Now, imagine roots extending from the soles of your feet deep into the earth, reaching that crystalline heart of Mother Earth. And just feel her steady, unwavering presence. Draw her emerald golden energy upward through your feet, your legs, your hips, your spine, filling every organ, every muscle, every cell. Your body remembers safety. Your nervous system remembers peace. Your mind begins to quiet. Now imagine a brilliant column of white gold light flowing from infinite source through the crown of your head, moving gently through your entire body, anchoring deep into the earth. You are connected to heaven above, earth below, perfectly balanced between the two. You are the bridge. Now imagine standing before two paths. One is familiar. It is filled with doubt, people pleasing, overthinking, waiting for permission, and making yourself small. And thank this path. It brought you here, to this very moment. Now, turn towards the second path. It feels open, peaceful, strong, and authentic. This is the path of self-leadership, the path of sovereign self-mastery. With every step forward, something gently falls away. Fear, the need to prove yourself, perfection, rescuing everybody, old expectations, and with every step, you become lighter. And just notice if ahead of you stands a radiant being of light. As you draw closer, you realize it's you. Not who you're becoming, who you have always been, your sovereign self, calm, grounded, present, radiating quiet certainty. Your sovereign self smiles and says, I've been waiting for you. As your hearts connect, a beautiful golden light expands throughout your entire body. It awakens your inner wisdom, your intuition, your courage, your deepest knowing. Fear now becomes trust. Confusion becomes clarity. Resistance becomes flow. Now, silently repeat after me. I remember who I am. I trust the wisdom within me. I release the need for permission. I choose alignment over fear. I choose truth over approval. I am safe to be fully me. I am the leader of my own life. Now imagine every version of yourself throughout your life gathering around you. Your younger self, the one who struggled, the one who persevered, the one who hoped, the one who forgot. Each one offers you a gift. Courage, wisdom, compassion, resilience, joy. And receive each gift with gratitude as every version gently merges into your heart. Nothing is rejected. Everything is welcomed. Everything is integrated. You are whole. So, notice how grounded your body feels, how calm your mind has become, and how steady your heart is. Know that whenever life feels uncertain, you can return to this place, and your sovereign self is always here. So begin wiggling your fingers and your toes and bringing your awareness back into your body. And when you're ready, open your eyes, carrying your sovereign self into every choice, every conversation, and every moment of your life. So welcome back, everybody, and we're going to go off into our last break of the episode, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. And we've been talking today about self-leadership in our Sovereign Self-Mastery series, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. We'll see you soon.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network, and we've been talking about self-leadership in living sovereign self-mastery daily. And if today's conversation is spoken to your heart, don't let this be where your journey ends. True transformation happens through consistent practice, compassionate support, and a willingness to live what you've learned. I invite you to explore the many ways we can work together. Schedule that intuitive session to uncover the deeper energetic, emotional, and spiritual patterns influencing your health, well-being, and life, and experience a bridge session where we integrate intuitive guidance with practical next steps to help you move forward with greater clarity and confidence. And most importantly, subscribe, like, and share the Dr. Dolores Show and leave a review. You never know when somebody needs to hear what you're saying. And I think by sharing it, sometimes it reaches out to the right people at the right time in the right place. So just remember, healing isn't about becoming someone different. It's about remembering who you've always been and having the courage to live from that truth every day. So the five takeaways from our show today are this: self-leadership begins with leading yourself before attempting to lead anything or anyone else. Every aligned decision strengthens your relationship with your own intuition. Remember baby steps. It's not a one and done, it's a process. It's a journey, not a destination. You don't need permission to trust yourself. Just trust yourself. Small daily choices create lasting transformation. And sovereign self-mastery is not a destination, it's a way of living. So some closing thoughts are: leadership is often imagined as something reserved for extraordinary people doing extraordinary things. Newsflash, you're pretty extraordinary yourself. But the deepest leadership happens quietly. It happens when you choose honesty over hiding, presence over performance, alignment over approval, love over fear. Each time you trust yourself, you create a new future. Each time you honor your intuition, you strengthen your relationship with your soul. And each day you choose to lead yourself with compassion, integrity, and courage, you become living proof that healing is not about fixing yourself. It's about remembering your wholeness. So thank you for allowing me to walk beside you today. Until the next time, be gentle with yourself and trust what you know deep within. And remember, the greatest leader you will ever follow is the one already living inside of you. So I'm going to leave you with this quote: the moment you stop waiting for someone else to lead your life is the moment your soul remembers it has always known the way. So let me just share some words of wisdom from my highest galactic self. And she says this: beloved one, you were never sent to Earth to imitate another's path. You came as frequency, a living remembrance. Leadership is not something you earn. It is something you uncover as each layer of fear dissolves. Stop searching outside yourself for confirmation of what your soul has already whispered. The universe does not ask you to become perfect before you lead. It asks only that you become authentic. Every courageous choice ends and sends a signal throughout the collective field, making it easier for another soul to remember themselves as well. When you honor your truth, you give silent permission for humanity to do the same. Walk gently, stand firmly, lead compassionately, and trust completely. You are not walking ahead of others. You are illuminating the path by living it. And in doing so, you become a beacon of remembrance that calls other home, not to you, but to themselves. So we walk beside you always, and so it is. So just remember who you are. It's always been there.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.